you put that seed in of, I want to be better. I want to do this better. And then you just watch it grow, watch yourself grow, watch your environment become different. You know what I'm saying? And it can
Exactly.
be, it's not all, and I don't want it to sound like it's all peaches and cream. It's just this beautiful thing. It is beautiful. It is beautiful, but not, but you're gonna have ugly moments.
And we're at season four because you asked for more. And it's Moments with Murph, of course, with your host, Murph. In this season, we're getting into management, mind, body, soul, and everything in between. Time, all that good stuff. So definitely stay tuned and just see who our guest is. And we're back. We're back on another episode of Moments with Murph. And we got a guest star, one of my favorite people, one of my favorite people who do podcasts too. My friend Lolo from, Let's Talk with Lo. Lauren, how are you?
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me, Merv. How are you?
I am great. I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
I'm saying whenever, Lauren's involved, we get into some good topics because she's very, not so much spiritual, but like open-minded. Like, you know what I mean? You get like that good female point of view when it comes to these topics, and I just love hearing her voice. You're getting a nice sense of of joy with it.
Okay, yes, I'm excited about today's topic.
Yeah. So today's topic, we're going to get into goal management, as management is the key theme of season four. There's a lot of the things that we're doing nowadays needs to be, put into like a management type of system where it's not got to be systematized, but as long as there's some type of structure into what we're trying to do, overall, it's kind of like going to help advance our life. You know what I mean? So that's the idea, that's the goal.
And I, and I think it's really important to write your goals down. Like, it's when you just leave your goals in your head, they're just a dream. But when you write them down, you have more motivation to strive towards those things. So, yeah, I think goals are like very important, especially if you want to get to another part of your life. Are you looking for the next step? Just write those things down and just watch how they flourish. And if you're spiritual, pray over them, you know what I'm saying? And just to watch them turn into reality.
Exactly, 100%. Because when you can see things in real time, but like in person, like even handwritten, like that, like you said, it's motivation. Like it's like, okay, I'm working towards something. Because sometimes you think about it and then you forget about it, and if you just leave it in your mind, all it does is just float around with other unnecessary stuff versus what you can see in person, because that's your goal, that's what you're actually aiming towards, which is always the key.
Right, exactly. Like, for myself, I write down every month my intentions
There you
or
go.
my goals for the month so that I'm going into the month doing something
Exactly.
that's striving me or pushing me to my overall goal or my long-term goals or whatever like that. Yeah, just being intentional. Like, for instance, you say you want to lose weight or something like that. That could be a dream. Like, for me, that's a dream. Like, you say you want to lose weight, but you're not saying, like, how you're going to do it. You're not writing it down and committing. I feel like writing it down is like kind of committing yourself to it, 'cause like we said earlier, you see it. So it's in your in the front of your mind. So if you want to lose weight or whatever, write that down. I want to lose 5 pounds in this month or something like that. That can be your long-term goal. And then your short-term goal will be, okay, I'm not going to eat any sweets during the week, have my cheat day on the weekend, or I will work out 3 times a week, something like that.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just funny that you mentioned like working out and food, because I know for sure, like on a small scale, I gotta work right out my grocery list every weekend. Because if I don't, I literally only leave the grocery stores for protein related items like beef, bananas, eggs, peanut butter, right? Whole time I'm missing my cereal, I'm missing the drinks, I'm missing, you know, all the other stuff. So literally, if I just try to think about what I think I need, I'm only going to think about specific stuff, while there's a whole other side of items and things that need to be, you know, gained and accomplished, right? And that, like, it's so interesting because it can be a small scale or a large scale, but it all plays the same role, being able to visually see what you're aiming at. So 100%. That like leads into like the dim moment of today, which, again, if you guys aren't familiar with it, it's define it Murph or defend it Murph, right? So in this instant, it's going to be a defend it that you'll hear it later. And our dim moment today is goals aren't a stopping point. It's a starting point. And you will hear what that means later. So just for everyone, you know, one of the key questions is always, you know, like, what are goals? Like, what are goals to people? So like for you, Lauren, like, how do you define goals and like in your opinion?
How do I define goals in my opinion? I would say that I define them by intention. I guess if I could describe it in my definition in one word, intention. So that can be intention to be a better me. Personally, intention for me to be a better person professionally, just putting the action that I want to take type thing, and like being mindful of what my goal is, and making sure it's achievable. I've always like Before, I've always been the person who would make these big goals and be like, oh, yeah, I want to, I don't know, go to our, I'm back to the weight thing because that's the easiest thing. I want to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Like, you know, that's unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? And our 20 pounds in a month, that's pretty hard to do when, you know, if you're not already a person who likes to work out, you know what I'm saying? So, you set a big goal like that, you know, it can be, what's the word? I can't think of the word. Oh my goodness, I'm having a brain fart right now. It can be
There we go.
intimidating, to, you know, to yourself, like, okay, I wrote this down, but I didn't really think about what it takes to lose 20 pounds in 1 month. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of self-control, discipline, no pizza, no pizza, no sodas, nothing like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you can like talk yourself out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because you're so like intimidated, and then everything, the goal turns into a fear, and then you. It can just have a trickle effect into disappointments, and because you know, it just a lot. So I would say, just being intentional about goals for me is being intentional about where you want to be or where you want to go at a certain point in your life. So yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I love everything you said right there, especially the goal turning into a fear, right? Because no one ever mentions that, and it's so funny because like I remember that I don't know if it's a Progressive commercial or somebody commercial where it was like they're afraid of savings, and she's like, no, they're afraid of how savings make them feel, right? Whereas like people want to reach that goal, but they fear because they don't know, you know, how they're going to feel afterwards, right? They don't know how they're going to feel or what to do once they hit that goal, right? Because to them is like a stopping point, right? And that's like, to me, like my definition of like a goal is like, it's like your why target. Like, you're hitting it, but why are you trying to get there, right? Like, when I was
Right.
trying to, like, when the goal was to buy a house, right? Well, why do I want to buy a house? Well, because I want to start building wealth, right? I want to help lower my monthly expense by buying a house in a specific way that's going to bring in income as I'm pushing out an expense, right? Like, I want to get out of my parents' house. That's a lovely why. You know what I mean? Like really having that wide target is how I look at a goal, because to me, a goal is just a dream, right? But when you actually put reasoning behind that goal, right, it makes it more than just a dream. Like you said, it's something you could see in reality, right? It becomes now a vivid vision because you feel it and you can actually see, the future of it. Now you have something to work towards. And like when you see things on paper, like even when we looking on Zillow to try to figure out, oh my gosh, it's 6 bedrooms, 4 baths. All right, what does it take to get that house? All right, I gotta make this amount of income, right? People, they fantasize, but then they actually start making movements towards it, right? Because they can see it, the house, they can see how much it costs, and they have to do a little bit of research. They can say, okay, why do you make this amount of money to afford this house? Okay, let's start putting actions towards it, right? And that's ideally like how I look at it, where it's like your goal is your wide target, because like once you have the reason behind that goal, it really, starts pushing you, right? Which is why I feel like it's so important, right? Because like when you have a goal, you have something to work towards, right? Dating back to what you just said, it makes it more intentional, because you're not just doing it to do it. You're not just going through the motions and then after it's done, you just kind of feel like, did I really accomplish anything? Did I really do something for me? Right? Because like people who go to college and not for them, like they finish it, but then sometimes they still don't feel complete, right? Because that wasn't really a goal of theirs. It was a goal of someone else's. And now they don't feel like they really accomplished what they wanted to for themselves. Because maybe they were someone who had a different type of dream, maybe they want to be a model or an actress or an actor, right? But someone else told them, go do something else. So they went and did college, but they didn't feel like that was purposeful for their life. And now they don't feel fulfilled. So they didn't do something that was really intentional, right? And now you have like these feelings of not so much regret, but just like of incompleteness. You know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of like how I think about it. Like, whereas like when it comes to the purpose of having the goals, like they have to be important to you. Like you said, have to be intentional and really hit that wide target, right?
And then with that, I feel like, and this is something that I'm dealing with, is you have to trust yourself, trust yourself, believe in yourself. Like, because when you say you want to do something and you don't do it, you lose trust with yourself. Like, oh, I told myself, like, I'm gonna read a whole book in a month, and I didn't do it. So if I say if I want to do another goal, like, oh, I'm going to read 2 books in 3 months or something like that. That's just, I don't know if I'm describing this right, but that's, you're more hesitant, I guess you would say, because, oh, I told myself I was going to read a book in a month and I didn't do it. So what makes me think that I can read 2 books in 3 months? You know what I'm saying? Then you start doubting yourself. So when you do, if you set these goals, don't give up, like, honestly. And that sounds cliche, but it's really the truth, because I learned while doing my work with myself is I don't trust myself. And one of the reasons why I don't trust myself is because I would say I would do X, I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z and never do it. So that's why I start small. I say what I want to do. I have my goals, like, for the year, which, are my longer term goals, but then my monthly goals are goals that I, little smaller goals that I set to strive towards things. So, for example, I want to be closer to God. I want to be closer to God. So one thing, one thing I do is read my Bible. 1 month I'll read my Bible every day. The next month I will watch a sermon every week. The next month I may tithe every week, you know, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't just, I say I want to be a godly woman, all of a sudden I'm just praying, laying hands on everybody, and it's not authentic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just make sure you're being authentic to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Trust that you'll do it. So yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. And like, again, that definitely plays a big part, because like when people, shoot, going back to the eating right and the weight gain stuff, right? Where people like, okay, yeah, I'm about to be a pescatarian, you know, and I'm about to only eat seafoods and vegetables and fruits and da, 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 right? And they do it and then they stop. And then they're going like, oh yeah, I'm going on a different diet. But then they question themselves because they're like, well, last time I went on a diet, I did okay. And then I went to this buffet and I've never turned back, right? Like they start to doubt themselves and question whether or not they're actually going to follow through with what they set in for themselves, which in a sense, it does kind of hurt them, because at times it puts that limiting belief that, yeah, I want to complete this goal, but am I really going to be able to? Because I don't trust that I'm going to follow through with that as I should. But just based off what you just said too, I think also you made a great point as far as like where you said, okay, I said I'm gonna read a book in a month, didn't happen. But maybe I read two books over 3 months. Well, the good thing with that is, right, is that even though the amount of books is higher, but the duration of time is higher too, right? Whereas like now you're not cramming as much in one time. You're kind of spreading it out, which makes the goal a little bit more feasible because you're giving your some time to breathe. Same with the spiritual journey, where it's like you're not trying to do all three things you mentioned in that first month, right? You do one thing here, you know, you absorb it, do the next thing, absorb it, next thing, absorb it, and then you're able to, like, you know, pack these things in together. But it's like now you're taking like baby steps, which makes things, you know, a little bit more attainable, which is a good thing.
Right. Yes. Definitely take baby steps. Like even if you want to read, I'm not the best reader. Like I can't, the book got to be really good for me to read it in a month, I'm going to be honest. But I reading has become a hobby of mine, and I disciplined myself to read more. Like I started off small. Like I would read 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes. That is not time at all.
Start five.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the goal. You know what I'm saying? Some people, like you just said, won't even pick up a book, you know, and read for 5 minutes, which, I mean, everybody's not a reader. You know what I'm saying? But right. That's something that I wanted to take on, was to read more. So I started off 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, you know, or 10 pages. Now I'll just, you know, read, you know, 20 pages in a day, or, you know, 10 pages in a day or whatever. And so far I read about 6 books this year. I read 5 last year. I read 6. I'm on my 7th book that I'm reading right now. But some people have read 20, you know, 20 books in a year. You know what I'm saying? But it, you go at your pace and be proud where you are at your pace. Like 2-3 years ago, if you would have asked me how many books I read, I probably would have said 0. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So look at everything that you've done as an accomplishment. Like, look at yourself now and, you know, reflect on the past year, 2 years or 3 months, and see how far you come. Like, everything, like, if you're working towards something positive, everything is, I guess the word is a celebration. I can't think of the word. An achievement, probably.
There you go.
An accomplishment.
There you
An accomplishment. So, yeah. I'm trying to get my words together.
No, it'd be that way. Because you have like a bunch of words that mean the same thing, but it's a specific one you're looking for.
Right.
No, 100%. Yeah, and like, honestly, like that kind of ties it back to, I would say, our dim of why I say hitting the goal isn't, you know, a stopping point. It's a starting point. Because like, just like you said, like where you want to read and you're trying to get back into it, Like, some people would have read those 5 books and just been done, right? Because you read 5 last year and you was like, oh, if I read 5 this year, we're good, right? It's not really a stopping point. Like, you're going on to your 7th one, right? It's just like that stop, that goal is just the point to get you to the next milestone, the next task, right? Whereas, like, there people, you know, like graduating college is definitely an accomplishment, right? And it's a goal, but it's not the goal. So, like, people don't want to get stuck into that mindset where it's like, okay, I got my degree, cool. Where it's like, yeah, great. Now the real work begins, right? Now we're really looking for a career. You know, now we're looking for, if we haven't found that person already, like someone who can, you know, really be beneficial in our life that we can also benefit to, you know what I mean? That you might want to spend the rest of your life with and really build that family, that legacy with. And even when you do get that family, that still isn't the end of the goal, because now you have to, you know, raise and nourish them in a manner that you may not have been used to growing up, to where they're able to keep passing that on, right? There's like every goal is just the start of something even bigger. And it's like when people have the mindset that, okay, well, I got it, I'm good. Well, it's like now you're again limiting yourself from doing more than what you can do. Cause like here you are on your going on your 7th book. Next year you might get to 9. You might hit double digits, hit 10, right? But it's like if you just think that wherever that minimum bar is, if you just hit it, then you're good. Then now you're just limiting yourself to what your actual capabilities and what your real potential is. And I think that's one thing some people have to really like get over, but around, right? Whereas like the mindset is a very powerful tool. And depending on how we use it is how we can maximize like our potential, because it's always growing, right? And it's only growing if you choose to instill more information and more learning into it that makes it work harder. Because like once it does, then again, like your potential is limitless. And that's a key point. Like, ideally.
But you don't know how much potential you have until you start, I don't know, until you reflect. Start on your goal, like you said, start on whatever you're trying to accomplish, and then reflect. Like, I didn't make that reflection about the books until literally right now. Like, I literally just reflected on that, and I can, like, I actually, in this moment, I'm feeling proud of myself because, like I said, if you would have said how many books I read 2, 3 years ago, it would have been zero to now be on my 7th book. It's just like, you know, when you really put in the time and you discipline yourself, like, you know, you can be limitless. And now I just have to apply that book example to other aspects of my life, you know? And I can cling on to that because in that moment, like I said earlier, I trusted myself to get these, read these books, get these books done. You know what I'm saying? Or buy a new book and actually open it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I'll say some books make good paperweights.
Exactly. Just for the show or something like that. If you have a bookshelf, like now, I have a goal of just going piggybacking off my book thing is in my house, I want a bookshelf of all the books that I've read. Like, that's a goal of mine now, just based off of my book journey of, you know, my book journey. So, yeah, you just find new things. Once you tap into one thing, you'll discover new things about yourself or discover, like you said, more goals. Like you say, you piggybacking off of your thing, like you say you want marriage, your goal is marriage, and then from there your goal may be a family or, you know, or buying a house together, whatever. Like, you know, it just you're always striving. So yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Because ideally, like the part you said about reflecting is definitely a key, and which I think a lot of us tend to overlook because sometimes we don't like to look back at what has happened, especially if you feel as if it was a failure. Right. But a lot of failures are actually needed because, again, it teaches you something. So, like what you said, you reflect it to see, you know, how much your book count was then compared to where it's now, where it's like, you know, that can be motivation for a lot of people, where it's like, okay, well, shoot, I had 3 donuts last week and now I'm only at 2. Okay, well, maybe next week I'll only have one,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly. It can be that small. Like, it can be that small. Like, oh, I drank an extra cup of water today. I'm proud of myself. We have to affirm to ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves, even if it's that small of, and something I recently talked about on my podcast is you say you want to start waking up early. Even if you set your alarm 10 minutes early and get up, that's an accomplishment. That deserves some praise. That deserves a great job, Lauren, or great job, Murph. And you know, great job. You know what I'm saying? That deserves
Exactly.
something because that little encouragement that you give to yourself is going to snowball into something even bigger.
100%. But shoot, I'm saying a lot of people try to definitely get up earlier. But and if you think about it too, like 10 minutes can really turn into a lot. Because if you do 10 minutes for, shoot, let's just say a week, but then you do that 10 minutes every week, by the 6th week, you're up a whole hour earlier than you were usually doing, right? But then you built in that repetition and just kind of adding 10 minutes to the already 10 minutes. And then, like you said, snowball effect. And then look, you up an hour early. You with the birds. So I would say, in like a brief state, like, how do you think people, like, what's the best way you think that people should track progress, you know, when it comes to these goals? Amen. Yeah.
The best way to track progress, I mean, it really just depends on what motivates you. Like some people, it could just be writing it on a piece of paper, putting a date on it, and then just going from there. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be, like we said earlier with the donuts, like, okay, I know I eat 5 donuts every week. I'm gonna just have some discipline, only eat 4 donuts, and that's them tracking it. Okay, then next week I'll have 3. You know, it really just depends on what motivates you. And that's how you'll track it from there. So yeah, it's not really like a one answer question, like, you know, like
Yeah.
some people they can just they have goal trackers in their phone and that helps them. Like it really just depends on what will help you achieve what you want to achieve.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Cause I would say basically, cause like what you said was basically what I was gonna say. Cause it all ties like an underlying principle of being able to visually see it, right? Whether it's on paper, on your phone, in donut box, right? At some point, you're able to see, you know, your progress. And it's like if you're able to put, let's say a number to the actual item, right? Or let's say if you were working out, like okay, I did 10 push-ups today. Okay, tomorrow I did 12 push-ups today. And you write it down, right? Like it might seem small, but it's significant for the effect that it's going to have later on, right? Like with the books, where it's like, okay, even if you don't write down the amount of books, but you put down the book titles, right? You're going to see that, oh, okay, well, there's only 5 titles here. Oh, it's 7 here. Oh, next year it's 10, right? Like at some point, in all principles, you're able to visually see the progress. And I honestly, I think that's the best way to do it. Where, like you said, like it's not like a one size fits all, because each goal is different. But I think they all follow the principle of being able to just visually see what that productivity is. It's how people will be able to, you know, adapt and adjust to if they're going forward or if they're going backwards. Like, you know, if their sleep is getting better or if it's getting worse, they're drinking less water or more water. And then at some point, I feel like they should be able to like mentally break it down, if not visually break it down, of what caused that change. And then they'll be able to adjust.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so whatever you, and I guess it'll take trial and error too, right, to figure out
100%.
what works for you. So, and I encourage anybody listening to, start that trial and error. Figure out what works for you. Set these habits now. Like, set them as soon as you can. That's something that I'm learning, is set good habits now. Because when we're older, you know what I'm saying? Or if you don't have kids, when you have kids, things change, your schedule changes, but you still need to make time, or your job changes, anything. You still need to make time for what you want,
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I'm like, that's why I thought you was like perfect for this episode. Because like I've known Lauren for like 15 years minus 13, right? But it's like over the course, I've seen like her seem like she just blossoms more, like the more she speak, whether it's on Instagram or it's through her podcast. Even when we do podcasts, right? It's like something else has clicked more than it did last time when we spoke, right? And that's just from her own self, growing and self-teaching and, like you said, self-reflecting. Like it seems like growth is like one of her goals, which is why I felt it was perfect for this episode.
Yes, growth is definitely one of my goals. I want to grow into a woman, a guy. I want to grow to be more compassionate towards others and towards myself. I feel like everybody should want to grow, but hey, I mean, everybody's on a different journey. And breaking those generational curses, what I'm saying? That's a part of growth as a person. You see what's been in your family that's a poison, and you want to take that poison out of your family. So you have to grow as a person, learn new ideologies, learn new methods, So yeah, growth is important. And I think with anybody who want to set a goal, I think that the overall or underlining thing is you want to grow. So you wouldn't set a goal, or you wouldn't want to accomplish anything if you didn't want to grow from it. So.
Yeah. And I feel like that's like the key takeaway from like this episode, where it's like whatever you're doing or whatever you inspire to do should be with the intentions, right? That we're come back up of growing, right? Because everything is progress. And it's like, even if it seems minimal, guys, like the where it's going is very substantial. You won't be able to see it. It's like the penny that doubles every day, right? You by day 27, you're thinking, oh my gosh, this sucks. I have no money, right? And then, days 30 and 31, you're a millionaire, right? But it all starts with that little bit of progress. First getting started and then being consistent with it. And then from there, everything just grows. It's like a nice flower or a nice tree.
Right. Yeah, it's like you put the seed in the ground and then you just watch it grow into a tree, a beautiful tree, or a beautiful flower. Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you're into.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
yeah, you put that seed in of, I want to be better. I want to do this better. And then you just watch it grow, watch yourself grow, watch your environment become different. You know what I'm saying? And it can
Exactly.
be, it's not all, and I don't want it to sound like it's all peaches and cream. It's just this beautiful thing. It is beautiful, but you're gonna have ugly moments. Like, don't take what we're saying and be like, oh, this is just gonna be so fun. No, you're gonna want that donut. You're gonna want that fifth donut because you're used to having that fifth donut. Like, you're used to that chocolate ice sprinkle from Krispy Kreme that I'm thinking about right now. That I'm thinking about right now. You're gonna want that, but you have to either think in the back of your head, look at your phone, call your friend, call your mother, and remind yourself, of where you want to be. Like it's not gonna be easy. Like me reading something simple as picking up the books. Like I would rather watch Love and Hip Hop right now, or or something like that. Or I'd rather be on Instagram right now, but I know that ain't that I'm just limiting myself to certain things, and that with books you can explore so much more, for me, you know what I'm saying? And reading books has been way deeper for me than just reading them just to set a goal. Like even with my like books, they have changed my life, and they have been a healing aspect for me. If I'm dealing with anxiety or if I'm feeling anxious in that moment, I can just read my book and it'll just not distract me, but like bring me back down. You know what I'm saying? Like I set this goal for myself, but I gained so much more than what I thought. Like if I'm sad or upset, I just open my book and forget about it, or find a book that's aligned to what I'm trying to heal or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you might get so much more out of this goal than you expect. You might just be thinking, okay, I'm losing weight because I'm not eating as many donuts. But then you're discovering like, oh, I actually love smoothies. You replace that donut with a smoothie, or you go to a new restaurant because you're so used to going to Krispy Kreme, you end up going trying a new restaurant and actually loving that, or trying a new thing of food, trying a new food item you never would have tried before because you limit yourself to one thing, or you're comfortable in just one thing. And comfortability leaves us can leave you feeling stuck, so yeah, just you may think that you have this goal, but or you have this goal, but you're gonna gain so much more out of it than what you're even expecting if you keep up with it.
Yeah, cut out. Because that's gonna be one of the parts people just rewind, just to hear it again. Like, because everything you said made so much sense, right? And she said it in a nice, calming tone, because I know I talk fast sometimes. But, but everything that you said definitely came with a purpose, and it was, very relatable, right? So, there's so many people who are gonna be able to relate to that portion alone. And then just apply it to themselves. And that's the way to go. So that was an awesome conversation. Definitely want to thank Lauren for joining us today. And you guys will hear her in the future for sure. Tell them where they can find you.
Yes, so you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Let's Talk with Lo. If there's something that you want to personally talk to me about, or if you have any questions or anything like that, if anything I've referenced that you heard, then you can email me at letstalkwithlo@gmail.com. So, yeah.
I gotta talk to me first because I'm the protector. Not quick. But appreciate everyone who tuned in for this week's episode. And again, stay tuned because this season is full of management and different areas and criteria in your life in order to create the most elite you. And I hope to hear you guys in the future.
So I'll thank everybody who tuned in this week. Stay active, stay engaged, and continue to listen to the platform. And I hope to catch all you guys in the next one.